from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 4th. Coming up, Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. hopes several new economic development projects will help revitalize a city that's lost much of its population over the past few decades. He'll speak with Illinois Public Media's Tanisha Spain in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Democrats are struggling with their messaging after the federal indictment of their longtime leader, Michael Madigan. Dan Mihalopoulos reports.
Up for re-election this year, Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker suggested he welcomed the 22-count corruption case announced Wednesday.
Michael Madigan must be held accountable.
But a, quote, indictment talking points memo sent to some Illinois Democrats guided them to criticize the prosecution as politically motivated. Aides to Madigan's successor, Speaker Chris Welch, swiftly disavowed that memo. They said it went out without approval and that nobody's being told to defend Madigan, who says he's innocent. I'm Dan Mihalopoulos.
The top infectious disease expert at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says the governor's recent decision to lift the mask mandate does not mean people should stop wearing masks. Dr. Awais Vade says the public health recommendations remain the same for unvaccinated people and those with underlying health conditions. But he says the lifting of the mask mandate is not surprising.
None of the mandates were going to last forever. We were going to wait to a point where cases come down, where hospitalizations go down, where deaths because of COVID drastically reduce as well. And we are seeing all of those things.
University of Illinois student Estrella Popica says she worries more people will get sick now that the mandate has been lifted.
I feel like cases will rise because we've seen that in the past.
The statewide mask mandate ended on Monday. The University of Illinois Police Department says the University of Illinois' unofficial St. Patrick's Day celebration is fading as a major party weekend in Champaign-Urbana. Known as unofficial, the so-called drinking holiday was started in 1995 by campus town bar owners. It started because St. Patrick's Day has traditionally occurred during the U of I's spring break. Unofficial became the St. Patrick's party that students and bars otherwise wouldn't have. Officially, it's this weekend. But University Police spokesperson Pat Wade says crime skyrockets during unofficial, and his department is working to end the holiday.
So we've been trying to, quote-unquote, kill unofficial for some time now because people have died on unofficial, people have gotten hurt on unofficial, so it's something we took really seriously as a department.
Wade says students should be safe and drink responsibly this weekend. The Illinois men's basketball team kept its hopes alive for a share of the Big Ten championship with a 60-55 win over Penn State last night in Champaign. Senior Demonte Williams led the Illini in scoring for the first time in his career with 14 points. Head coach Brad Underwood says Penn State's strategy to limit center Kofi Coburn to just 11 points was effective, but he liked the way his star player responded.
We saw a lot of different things tonight. Guys not being guarded, triangling two zones, a bunch of combination defenses. I'm really proud of Kofi. I thought he was tremendous defensively in a night when he wasn't great offensively, and they did a good job of taking him out of that.
Illinois improves to 21-8 overall and 14-5 in the Big Ten. The Illini will host Iowa in the regular season finale on Sunday. Illinois trails Wisconsin by one game in the conference standings. Still to come, we'll hear from Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. He'll discuss economic development plans for the struggling city with Tanisha Spain. That conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The city of Danville is seeing hundreds of millions of dollars in new investment, and the mayor says more projects are in development. The mayor says several new construction projects, as well as an influx of new small businesses moving into existing buildings, are giving the city a much-needed shot in the arm. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. says that, coupled with the city's blight reduction program, will modernize what he's hoping will one day be a destination city. A new Federal Express building, a new $30 million renovation project at Viscofan, and the new Carl at the Riverfront are just a few of the projects slated for Danville. Illinois Public Media reporter Tanisha Spain sat down with the mayor to discuss these projects and more.
Really excited to see the Carl at the Riverfront development continuing to progress. It's so neat when you're coming across the bridge at 150, when you look up now to see that, and it's like, wow, that's a $70 million investment that they're making, as well as investments the city of Danville are going to be making in that area in terms of street and pedestrian sidewalk and biking improvements, doing things like putting the power lines underground. That way, when folks drive into Danville from either the south or the west, they are going to see what we hope we expect Danville to look like in the future. I'm also really proud that the East Voorhees corridor is starting to see some effort. For example, we just had the Goodwill grand opening there. Last year and some change ago, we had the Women's Care Clinic grand opening there. We also have an old bank that is going to become a medical facility. We have a former Social Security building that's become the new Head Start building, and we have the ribbon cutting for that next week. We have a new grocery store that's about to open up, Heavenly Square Grocery. Pastor Miller and the folks from New Life Church Faith are opening that.
Where are we on our demo schedule? I know it was a very aggressive schedule when it was first put out, and it's probably been updated. So are we on track? And then how is the funding for that looking?
2 years ago, we demolished the most structures we ever had, and we were close to 80. And last year, we demolished over 100 structures in the city of Danville. Thankfully, our funding source for that is strong. We have two different sources, CDBG, which allows us to eliminate blight in low-income neighborhoods. And then we also have our own fund. We have all kinds of new boutique shops that are going in downtown. We have businesses, other businesses that are going in town, professional offices that are going downtown. We have a new barber shop downtown. In the former Red Door Cakes building, we have a young man who makes Japanese noodles and sells them around the world. We have a lot of cool things going on.
And finally, Mayor, what's your greatest hope for the future of the city of Danville?
That I want to see growth again. I don't even want to see us just sustain where we are. You know, we lost 11% of our population just this past 10 years. I would like us by our 2030 census to be a strong, 35,000 to 40,000 people again.
That's Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. He spoke with Illinois Public Media's Tanisha Spain. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 51 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dan Mihalopoulos, Beza Baral, Emilio Reyes, Rob McCauley, and Tanisha Spain. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.